This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and we are in episode 23. Today, we have the returning champions. Today's co-hosts, we have the knight in rusty armor, Lord Farquaad, and special guest, we have the one, the only, the hangry one, Josie. How you doing, guys?
Good. And yourself?
Yeah.
Good. It's been a minute. Welcome back. So today we're going to do a special Halloween-inspired episode. What horror franchise or slasher monster villain guy could you survive? Gentlemen, let's start with one of the big ones. Michael Myers. He recently had a brand new movie come out. He's had different iterations. Could you survive Michael Myers? Could you beat him?
Hell no?
No. Why? Why not?
That dude's superhuman. He gonna fuck me up.
Well, he just has a knife. That's all he's got. He walks around, stabby. That's all he's got.
No, he's been shot in the eye and still survived. I'm dead. Automatic.
No, I don't think so either. He's I think he's damn near unkillable.
And what is he like, 6'5" or something like that?
Some shit like that. He's tall. He's a, mm-hmm. He's very strong.
Actually, close to Jason, maybe. Like strength wise,
yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but technically, he's still human. There's no supernatural powers behind him. He's just extremely resistant. You know, like you said, he has gotten shot. He's gotten stabbed. He survived many, many falls, but he's still human.
Question: do we have prep time? Like we found out about him through the news or something, and then. I don't know. We figure out like he's coming for us. Do we at least know that? Or is it just like random? He shows up and we dead.
Gotcha.
Let's go with random. He just randomly shows up.
Nah, I'm dead.
No?
Insta.
Well, I don't know, dude. I have guns. So
guns.
I can probably shoot him a few times, but I don't know if he'll stand back up.
All I got is my little pocket knife.
Crunker, you call that a knife? This is a knife.
It's a wrap.
Oh, shit.
No booby traps, nothing. Yeah.
Well,
that's a hard one.
I don't know. I got a shotgun, so I can probably blow off his leg or something.
Okay. All right. I do miss that. Once you moved out, I was like, oh. I got to rely on this baseball bat. That's all I got. I think Michael Myers would definitely fuck me up too.
I'm a maybe because I got weapons. I can defend myself, actually. But if he goes through that door real quick, I'm dead.
That front first line of defense would be Lady, right?
Yep. And yeah, no.
He's like...
She's gonna be biting his leg in there. He's still gonna keep walking. He's like,
probably,
yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. Michael Myers, I guess he's got us basically. We did.
If I got prep time, I think I got him.
If I have prep time, I think I at least survive like at least like 30 more seconds.
You know, drop the marbles on the floor. Whoa.
Shit, I try to do some old school shit, like regular spring trap, like a top on the door or some shit to crack open the door.
You're gonna Home Alone, Michael Myers.
He's gonna Home Alone
flamethrower.
You know, like say he breaks the door down, like has something up top, just come down on him, like a spring. like I'm pretty sure I could figure something out. 30 more seconds.
Children of the Corn, go.
Ooh, okay. If they caught me off guard, like, you know, they would definitely fuck me up. Because they're children. I wouldn't expect them to fucking come after me with knives and shit. And, like, I would definitely hesitate, you know, trying to blow one of these little kids away. Because they're children, you know, they're like 10 years old and younger. Off guard, they would definitely take me out, for sure.
Okay, okay. I ain't scared of hitting a kid in the nuts. I'm just saying.
but he's coming after you with a, you know, with a scythe, a hand scythe.
I got a sledgehammer. I got him. He ain't having kids no more.
Oh, what about you, Josie? You think you could take out one of these children of the corn kids?
I'm not scared, or I won't hesitate to hit somebody.
Not, well, somebody, but children, 10-year-olds.
Child, yeah, child has it coming too, bro.
Dude, if that kid has a scythe coming at me, dude, yeah. That kid's going down. No hesitation.
But no? Like how you said, if they catch me off guard, I'm pretty sure I'd probably maybe take one or two with me before I get overpowered. And I always had a little knife. If they're coming at me with knives and shit, I'm obviously going to stick with me one or two. You know, then it's probably a wrap. Overpower me or some shit.
Now,
a lot. There's like a whole little community of them.
I thought it was like 10 of them. Six to 10 of them.
It was like, basically a town's worth of kids.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
I recently saw the movie again, the original, the first one. It was a good amount.
Yeah, good. 15, 20?
25, 30 kids.
25, shit. That many coming at you at the same time? Yeah, there ain't no chance.
I'll take me one or two.
I got prep time. I got this. I got enough bullets.
You probably get all of them.
Dude, I got this.
I'll take me at least 5-6 with some prep time. I think so.
Yeah. I think so. If I was aware, like, you know, I heard on the news or something, the children have gone nuts. They're killing people. Okay. Now I know they're coming after me. I don't think I would hesitate. You know, I got my baseball bat. Bah, fucking whack-a-mole.
for that, like, prep time, I would try to, like, lock all, like entrances and windows or cover up as many as I can. Have one way in, one way out type of situation.
Yeah.
And
300.
And then if I have that moment, I'd probably try to lure them in, right, as many as I can, and I'll seal the one way in, one way out, and I'd probably gaslight them, you know, hit them with gasoline, burn them all, fuck them. Situation.
You're going to take yourself out, dude. You're going to burn your house down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll burn them all.
I go down with the ship.
I'm the captain. Something along those lines. I would try to, like, one way in, one way out.
Oh, right.
You know, take them out, you know, won't like stab them, hit them in the neck, some shit, try to quickly, you know, dispatch, you know, get them out of there as many as I can.
Yeah. And you guys are experienced. You guys are experienced in the Call of Duty zombies. That's exactly what you reminded me of.
And I got an alarm.
Shit, bro. I'll give me some duct tape, put my knife on a skull lock. Yeah, bro. Shit.
I need to practice my stabbing skills.
I'll make some weapons, bro.
All right. So, Children of the Corn, if you have the heads up,
a little bit more doable.
Yeah, sounds like it's doable. They come in numbers, but more doable than Michael Myers.
Definitely, I think so.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
As doable as your butt, though.
I don't know about that. It's.
I don't know about that.
It seems like it's nice and loosey right now.
Well, it is pretty nice. I'll say that. It's lovely. It's all right. Okay, let's see another one. Face to face with the Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Leatherface.
Was he just super strength, that man? But he's like. Not as smart.
I don't think he has super strength. It's just a regular dude, right? And he like cuts people's faces off.
Yeah.
And then he's psycho.
But if it's random, you think you can take on the guy with the chainsaw? Was he like 6 foot tall also?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty big too.
No, yeah. Pretty he's a big dude.
Nah, I don't think I'll survive him either. He got the chainsaw. He has it ready running. Like, one good ass slice on that shit, bro. I think it's...
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much rap.
I think I'll try to throw like knives at his legs or something so I can slow him down or make him trip. Because I think he tripped a few times in the movies.
He has.
So he's clumsy in my head.
Okay.
And then once he trips, that I got to finish it quick, dude.
Do a head stomp. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the best tactic for him. Because, yeah, with that close range, big ass chainsaw, yeah, there's... Unless you can fucking avoid it, the slice, man, you're pretty much done for.
Only if I had my Sephiroth sword. Was that like a 7-footer?
Yeah, that was a big boy.
I don't think I'll survive that one. That's like a Michael Myers situation. Mm. No prep time, it's done.
Yeah, no. If I got prep time, I got this, I'm in. I think so.
All right. Well, I mean, with your guns, I mean, you could definitely easily, but bah, he's done.
No, screw that. Not one pop. I would like triple tap, pop, pop, pop. And I walk up to him if he's on the floor, pop, pop, pop. I'll unload a magazine on him, dude. I ain't taking any chances.
For me, I'd make me a makeshift hairspray, lighter situation, flamethrower.
Ooh. That wouldn't
burn
be bad.
Burn that motherfucker. Then as he's being like, I'll finish him with my escoba stick.
He's going to chainsaw that out of the way.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to handle. Maybe I'll try to run his ass over in the car or some shit. Hit him and then double tap. I'll hit him.
I would say I could probably outrun him because he looks pretty heavy set, but I don't know if I can outrun him anymore.
I know. These days. He ran for a while, right? He'd be chasing him.
But he was more like Jason. A dog, you know? Like a jogger? Like,
yeah, I think so.
He wasn't like a sprinter. I think I got this.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. You have way too many fajitas. Real quick. Which out of the three, if he had all three of our faces, which is he going to use first? He wants to look pretty, right? So, I mean, obviously me.
I mean, dude, you see this beautiful skin right here, dude? Look at this. No freckles, no crow's feet, no wrinkles.
I ain't got no crow's feet, boy.
Like, look at this weird looking one. Wow.
He's cutting. Come on, dude. How can he not like this mole, dude? Come on.
Mole, 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 mole.
Where? What? Where's that mole?
I never had a mole.
Oh. It gives me character.
He'd be like, he'll, just my size.
He'll probably just scalp Josie over here and just take his hair. Like, I don't know.
Just fucking mop me up. Scalp me. Oh my God, with the fucking chainsaw. Damn, dude.
Alright, okay. Let's see, another one. Could you guys survive the leprechaun?
Well, actually, now that we know his weakness, a little four-leaf clover, I still have mine.
But you have one for him?
Yeah, he does. I was there when he found it.
That shit was wild as fuck, too. We were cutting the yard, right? Like, the backyard.
But does it have to be alive? Because it's probably dry. He found that years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, no, it's dried out, but it's still intact. I have it like in a Pokemon card sleeve, like a little clear sleeve. I have it in there.
Okay, all right.
Been in one of those for like years.
He's gonna be like FBI.
Shoot.
No, yeah, I think it'll work. I think it was in the first movie. He was in a box, right? And they had the dried up leaf on top of the box to seal him in.
Oh right? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's been a minute for me, so I don't remember how they stopped him. Like,
yeah, the little clover was. Yeah, it was dried up on a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they found him.
Prep time. You think you got this?
Prep time with Leprechaun.
I don't even think you can prep time on Leprechaun. How did they trick him to get in the iron safe?
That's right. Iron is one of his weaknesses, too. I forgot about that.
No, dude. I'll go freaking supernatural on him.
Get the fireplace wood stabbing thing. Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. But also, you know what? I don't know. If I saw his pot of gold and I didn't know it was a leprechaun gold and nobody was around yet, I'd probably claim it. He'd be after me.
He did.
I would have taken a gold too.
Yeah, me too. I ain't gonna lie.
Like gold. Ain't
fucking swallow that bitch like the fat boy.
Oh man.
I remember that.
He'd probably get me. He would. I'm sure he's little, but he'd probably get me.
Instead of tricking him with an illusion of a hot chick as a lawnmower, he's gonna trick him with like cakes and stuff.
Cakes and pies, cakes and pies.
Oh, shit. Oh man.
Nah, dude, Leprechaun, I feel like he's actually pretty OP.
He has magic.
Yeah, all that he can do a lot of stuff. Then he's pretty clever, like how he wants to kill you. He's he does like different shit. Remember he would from one of the guys, he was pretty savage, got on a pogo stick.
Oh yeah.
He was like jumping on him.
Nah, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
What did he do with the other with the mortician? Remember like there was like they went to the hospital, he was like all like bloodied up and then like he bit his eye out or something, took his eye out.
Oh yeah.
He's pretty savage. He'd probably have a good time trying to kill us all, dude.
You're right. He's pretty handy with regular objects from our surroundings. Like I'm looking around. I don't know. He'll wrap me up with this cord over here and
with your headphone cord.
For real.
He'd say some wild ass shit. Fucking wrap you up.
All right. Question. Yeah. If we're all in the room with him, us three against him, do you think we can take him?
I think we could probably fend him off. Because we're three against one.
Hell.
I think we could.
You think so? You don't think his magic would come in handy for him against us three?
I mean, yeah, but if I recall, he can only do like one per person. I don't remember him doing like a group thing, you know? He doesn't have those. Like,
the fat one. He'll single you out first or single the fat boy out.
Well, that one's between me and Farquaad, so.
He'll say some curse like all the marshmallows for the fat one. And he'll fucking magic your ass. And then we're like, oh shit.
Start burping up marshmallows.
Yeah. We're like, oh fuck. That's a wrap, dude. You like fajitas, carnitas for you. He starts picking up carnitas and shit.
No, he's gonna like fries or something, dude. Bro, like, make it start burning and shit. Fajitas?
He makes you shit. He's gonna make you poop it out, bro.
Oh,
oh my stomach.
Taco Bell hell.
Oh, yeah, no. You know, dude.
Pog, bro. What would we do to try to overpower him? What could we really do, bro? Like, what?
Kick him? Kick him, he just poof, hits the wall.
Stomp on him, dude.
Stomp him out. Stomp him out. Because
he doesn't have knives or anything, right? He's just magic, right?
He's got claws.
Yeah.
And he's got some big ass nails.
Oh, no. He had that little wooden stick.
That's what I was thinking. His little cane, right?
Yeah.
The shillelagh?
Nah, dude, we can do this, dude. Just one of us has to sacrifice ourselves to take all the beating while the other two take them out.
As a park quad.
Get him!
The iron stick.
And you don't stop swinging until his head's smush. You don't stop swinging, dude.
Be like Negan. Oh, he took it like a champ. He's a bop his ass.
Oh man, dude.
Yeah, I think you know. Yeah, as a group, yeah, I think we could definitely take on Leprechaun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One on one, I think I'm dead. I'm definitely dead.
I know I'm dead. Oh, you tried to run. Man. Little fucker, dude. Savage.
Oh, man.
He's pretty hardcore.
You know that pot of gold you say you'll steal? Mm-hmm. Throw a piece to the corner, dude. Throw a piece to the corner, you'll distract them.
Yeah, hey, you can. What? It gives you a wish, right? The coin?
Yeah, you're right.
But maybe we have a chance if we stole
no,
that gold.
But he like double crosses the wish, no? Like you say something and then he like fucks it up.
I think that's whenever he takes it back because didn't in the movie the girl, the lady wanted like eternal beauty or whatever. But whenever he got the coin back is when he cursed her. Like remember? Like he like made her boobs big, the lips big, the butt big. That's whenever he took the coin back. Same with the magician. He was really doing good magic and stuff until he got the coin back.
Yep, you're right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Will be your wish.
If I knew he was coming at me, I'd be like, give me like some iron or some shit. Like,
that's a
iron gun or iron bullets.
Dude, he's going to like make your fingers and arms into iron, dude. He's going to turn you into iron.
Yeah, maybe.
Iron statue right here, dude.
Maybe some along those lines.
Just ask for a giant iron sword that you can carry. Easy to swing.
What would you wish for? There you go. Make that into iron. Oh,
beautiful.
Turn my master sword into iron.
Okay. What you got next?
All right. This one should be interesting. Let's go back to the supernatural. Could you survive the Candyman?
Candyman.
No.
Candyman. I don't think so either.
No.
That dude, man, okay, he's like, he gets into your head, right? Like, he gets psychological and shit and starts following you and, like, you know, make you question everything and make you see illusions and shit, right?
He's basically, ain't he, like, basically Freddy Krueger?
Kind of.
But, like, from the hood?
Yeah, from the hood.
That's the best comparison I've ever heard.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro and join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it.
We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
I don't know. I don't think I would survive that one. That would be a hard one to survive also.
That one would be tough.
How would they stop them?
I don't think.
Everybody died.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
And you're asking us if we can survive that?
Yeah.
Come on.
He'd probably take his time too. Oh, he'd be an asshole too. You like to eat? Put maggots in your food every time you're trying to eat, man.
I remember in the movie, it's been a while since I've seen it. They managed to fend him off, but they definitely don't stop him.
That's a hard one.
No?
Not even with prep time. There's nothing really you could do.
Right?
Except wait.
Just.
What did they do in the movie? I remember they went to like the place where the guy was originally murdered, right? They went to go to the place and they're just trying to find clues and stuff, but they never really like found a way to kill him or stop him.
Right.
Because I remember in the end, everybody died.
If I recall correctly, the one girl, she made it to the end, and then she kind of replaces Candyman. That's how she stops him, but she has to die in order to stop him, and then she takes his place. So,
no. Yeah.
There's no stopping the curse.
Hey, dude, what do you think? Would y'all survive the Puppet Masters? The Puppet Ooh. Master?
Ooh. I didn't think about that. Oh, fuck.
I think so.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one because they come after you when you're like you're asleep and shit, or if you're when you're not expecting, they just pop out, surprise you, and gut you, man. They don't give no warning signs.
No,
you see that locked door? They ain't coming in.
Yeah, vents.
They can't reach the vents.
Yeah, they do.
They get in there.
But yeah, they do.
But they can't like. I think all the vents in here are on the ceiling, dude.
They was
You're fine. Right about that.
They got Pinhead, they got Drill, Six Shot, Hook, Slug Girl, Flamethrower. Pinheads are muscle, bro. That look probably break his shit. He's strong. What? Then they all work together.
Yeah, but once you hear them trying to break through the door, you know, like, oh, but shit.
You got to remember, there's not only one.
Probably, I know.
They like to separate, remember?
Yeah.
They like to separate.
But still, once you hear that door, dude, I'll probably get something real quick, like a weapon next to the bed. But golf club or something.
You don't got a golf club near you.
Hey, you can always shop. Black Friday, dude.
Jeez.
Got my baseball bat.
You're cracking one, the other one jumps on you. Remember, because that's how they did, right? They all use their abilities and
oh yeah,
their strengths. Then, yeah. But they all had good synergy, like every one of them.
Yeah, they all come after you,
popping like, you off, and you got Drill coming at your leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once Drill drops you, you got
team
like
effort.
What, like Pinhead, cracky one. They all do. They all come together. They all yeah. like really come together.
Okay, what if we're in a room together? You think we could take them? Three against what, like eight of them?
Fucking, they come after you like the Avengers, man. Like the team spirit.
They do, though. Like that franchise has always been one of my favorite ones. And like, I really like Puppet Masters.
Yeah, if they're coming after you like as a team, no, I'm not surviving that. If one comes after me, maybe two, I think I could probably escape. Yeah, I think so. Depends which ones, but yeah,
BB's I think gonna so. Grab Pinhead, Pin's gonna grab his thumb.
Hey, when you're sleeping, the little slug girl's on you.
Oh
no,
it was slugs, right? Or leeches?
They slugs. Were. Slugs. Some kind of slugs with like acid and shit because they like melted.
Yeah, they were acidic. I remember that was creepy whenever I first saw that. I was like, oh, what the hell? That little nasty ass shit coming out of you, shit.
Yeah.
Coming out of the puppet. Mm-mm. Yeah, that was wild. Prep time, us three, we could probably fend them off.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it depends which ones. Like the fire one will be really hard to get away from.
Yeah.
But like the one with the drill on its head, all you gotta do is avoid the drill and you little fucker, you know.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Yeah. That one probably one of the easier ones. Okay. Slug girl, I'm gonna just rip her head off like a Barbie doll.
Probably, yeah. What about fucking, Cowboys shot?
Ooh,
that's
like bullets, right? They jack the dude up.
No, they're not real, but they're like
they jack the dude up. He was shooting him. Remember, even when he fought the little, I don't know if you remember, I think it was like the fifth one when they brought those little hell demons.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the little, the demon guy fighting the puppet master.
Like their rivals, no?
Yeah, they were rivals. One did dark magic. One used magic for like kind of good, like for his attraction. But remember that movie, right? They were fighting. I remember this Six Shot. He popped off on one of them like, poof, poof, poof. Like and he got the little red dude. Shot the little red guy. Remember, it was like they had like three little red dudes, right?
Yep.
That was his flaw. Like he put them all one at a time. They got jumped because I remember the little hook dude like hooked them. Pinhead was holding them too, and then the little drill guy drilled one of them.
Oh yeah.
With one, you know, like they jumped him. And then the other one, I remember one the other one, the little Six Shot shot him. He was shooting them. They might be real bullets. I don't know.
I think they're like BBs or something, dude.
Hey, man, that shit's probably still hurt.
Yeah, it'll hurt, but still messy, bro. Yeah. Shoot you in the eye, you're done.
Enough to distract you for the others to come get your ass.
All right, well, speaking of those little demons, do you think you can take on a xenomorph?
One- Hell no. Fuck a no. Xeno?
Fuck no.
It's a brat. They're going to take me to the hive.
Fuck no. Prepared, or if they caught me off guard, no. Done for.
Okay.
Straight done up like the movie, bro. Hell breaks loose. No, dude.
How much do bullets hurt them?
I mean,
I don't think a whole lot because they take some
damage.
The space marine shot some. Some got away and came back.
What about like a shotgun?
That's risk on you because you blast them all that.
Yeah, acid. And you're head on too.
Yeah.
You just reach around with his tail. Hello.
Yeah. Oh my God, the tail. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What about us three against one? Just
fuck
one.
No. Fuck no. he'll tear us apart, man.
Oh man.
Well, you're thinking like, no. That's fucking. I'm next. The tail.
I think we might be dumb enough where we'll just line up like right behind each other and get two of us at once.
What? Hey, dude. They fucking stalk, right? Like,
you
wouldn't even know whenever the first one gets hit.
Uh-uh. Nope. Bro, yeah, where'd Farquaad go? Taking a dump.
Like, AVP, remember? Hmm. One, like crept up on him and like, hooked him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he got him with the tail? Yeah, it's a wrap. Even in the movies, yeah. Like, there were, like, a group, and then only one was jacking him up. Yeah.
Hell no, we wouldn't survive that shit.
We are not qualified. We are not qualified.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
What am I going to do? Use my little broom knife?
Get closer, man. I got you. I got this knife right here, man.
No way. Well, now that we're on the topic, what about the Predator?
Nope.
Not even close.
They got a whole special force, dude. Come on.
Not even close.
Okay, so that's clearly out of our ranks.
Yeah. Let's go back to maybe what we could possibly take on. Let me go with Ghostface. Scream.
I can take him.
He's just a normal person, right?
No, just a serial killer, I think.
Pretty much. No supernatural, no super strength, no extra weapons, just a dude in the mask and a knife.
I got this, I think.
Knife fight versus knife fight, I could take him.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like I could.
I'm going to pull that line. You call that a knife? This is a knife. I got a bigger one than he does.
Kano.
That's what he said.
Dude, man, yeah, even if he tries to break in, I know he's trying to break in from wherever he's breaking in. Give me enough time to, you know, all right, let's go.
Hmm.
I feel like that's a way better chance than any other ones that we've spoken for.
I think so.
Because he's going to get a phone call. I know you're sitting on the toilet. What are you reading right there? Is that a Playboy?
It's a Playgirl.
I'll be like, give me like 5 minutes. Dude. Let me call you back.
Oh, shit, dude.
No, I think I got Ghostface for sure.
All right. He's probably one of the easier ones.
And then with prep time, even more, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
With the weapons in your house, do you think you can take them?
I mean, I got knives. I got handy baseball bat. Lucille.
There you go. One good swing from that, bro. You'd probably break his ribs. I think you got him, too.
I got tools, like a big-ass monkey wrench thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll take my time with him. If I'm able to knock him down and hurt him, I'll take my time with him. Oh, you want to hurt me?
Where
my kids sleep?
That's where he fucks up right there. Taking his time. You got to be quick with it, man.
I can imagine Josie, like, he knocks down fucking Ghostface and he's like, oh, the macho man. Ooh, yeah. Done fucked up. He hit the wrong house.
Oh, I would have, bro. I would. I'll take my time right after. I'll tie his dumb ass up. Like, oh, Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Slowly. Slow and painful.
Slow and painful. All right. Could you do the same?
You came to my house.
Could you do the same thing to Jason Voorhees?
No. No. Dude, he's even worse than Michael Myers. He would, dude, he would have opened the door. I was like, oh, sit. I wouldn't even try to run.
I'm going
to
pull out my water hose.
Oh, yeah. He's scared of water.
Yep.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bro.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribes, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his.
Bing. Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Josie's gonna go for the little sprayer from the sink.
Water bottle. Fucking water bottle.
No, Jason, no.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, exorcist.
Oh, fuck. I just wouldn't walk into that room. I think I'll be okay.
I wouldn't even go in there. What is what's this noise? Nah.
I think I left something in my bedroom. I'm going to go this way instead.
I'm like, there's the padre. He's like, here, hold the Bible. We're going to go exorcise. Bogus Bird? Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
No,
I ain't going in there.
Okay, but if he had to, the only way to survive, he had to go in there.
I mean, I can go in, but, you know, it's pretty much all on the padre to exercise it. I just got to stand there and look pretty, hold the book and shit, right?
You're going to be like it's the multiverse of madness. You're going to be that guy that she gets in the head of.
Run away.
I just ignore her. If I got to go in that room, I ignore her, trying to get out as quick as possible.
Like, Josie, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude. No. I would die.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason, no way.
Nah, one hit from him, you're dead.
Pretty much.
He'll send you flying.
Dude. He's like really strong, right?
Yeah.
Super fuck strong. Yeah.
You remember he hit somebody with the machete and he sent him flying through the tree, basically?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. No, there's no way.
No.
Man. I don't think there's no way.
Not even with bullets, dude. That
dude, not even Freddy Krueger. They were throwing hands, remember? They were fighting. He was throwing knees, he was swinging, bro. Nothing was going on with him. Nothing, bro.
In Dreamland, absolutely, Freddy had the upper hand. But in the real world, Freddy had no chance.
No. Man. Yeah.
Speaking of Freddy.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no, dude.
Not even Dreamland, the Dream Wars. They could have been fight.
Okay, I guess that would be like with a heads up. Like, oh, Freddy's after us. I guess we'd have to find a way to become conscious that we're dreaming at just to stand a chance.
I'll just choose Zeno's power. You want to fight me in my dream? I would just make you disappear.
I would have been along the lines of if I'm aware in my dream, I would have had the Colossus. Infinity Gauntlet snap away, get out of here.
He'll take freaking Miss Marvel's power, dude, or Captain Marvel's, just to get that power up.
Might as well go rogue.
Touch.
steal Freddy's powers.
Take his life force while I'm at it.
But he's already dead. You can't take a life force that ain't there.
Well, his soul. That's what it is, really.
Ghostbuster him. That's a wrap.
That might work. Get the three demons inside him.
Throw me a trap.
And then he'll trip and fall, drop the trap, and it opens again.
I'm playing mind game at that point. They got you. No, that'd be pretty tough, though. Yeah, that's a good one too.
That'd be really tough.
First time of not knowing or being aware. No.
I'll
get blundered.
Fuck no, dude. There's nowhere to run. He's got you. In the dream world, he's in complete control. He's got there ain't no way.
Even with prep time, dude, I don't think so.
Yeah, with prep time, yeah, he's still extremely difficult. He's up there. He's way up there.
Oh, no, yeah, he's top tier.
Let's bring it back a little bit to reality. It's Chucky.
I'm going to field goal him.
Oof, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I think I could take on Chucky.
Me too. I think so.
I think so as well. Or
anything. No.
He's just a little dog. Well, does he have his human strength? Like normal strength?
No, he's a dog. He only has his knives. Mm. That, and even with his voodoo powers, he has to do an incantation to make them work.
Right.
So don't give him no time for voodoo. That's already off the table for him. Mm. I think I could take him.
Mm. Yes. If it's just against the Chucky doll, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the one thing. In the movies, he jumps on them and they fall and it's like he's overpowering them, but that never made sense to me.
I think they're just scared.
Problem.
Yeah. But still, if Chucky's on top of you, it should come right off outside of the knife, being slashing you, but still just pop and he should go flying.
Yeah. There's a good chance on that.
But he rebounds fast and gets up real quick.
That's true. I don't know, man. I think all you got to do is grab his hands and hold him. He's going to be kicking and shit, but that's it. Throw him in the closet. Put the little door stopper.
Dude, that's the freaking teacher. You're going to do what the teacher did. Put him in the closet.
Yeah, but I ain't going in there like a dumbass.
You don't get spanked with that ruler, dude.
Hell no. I ain't got no rulers that big.
Of course you don't.
Dickhead.
How do you kill Chucky?
You just destroy the body, man.
Dismantle him, dude.
Dismantle him.
Aim for the heart once he becomes human.
Dude.
For the head.
Before he's even human, then it's easier to just pop his arms off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
I just blow up his head. Shotgun, one shot to the head. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, Chucky's doable. You definitely take him out. Yeah. All right, okay. Let's kick it up a notch again. Jeepers Creepers.
Nope.
No?
No. Dude, they shot him with the giant harpoon.
Homemade harpoon. Through the heart. And took him. He was flying around, yanking it.
I don't weigh as much as of a truck, BB. He would just take it to the sky and go straight down, dude. What's that move? The one that Charizard would do? Seismic toss?
Seismic toss.
Oh, yeah. He'll do that to me, dude. Just go in a circle and I'll be like swinging around.
You're like, oh, I like his eyebrows. You just swipe your eyebrow off, dude.
No.
Nah, there's no way.
Jeepers, he gets me.
Not even with prep time.
No,
not at all.
He came back. Remember at the very end of the harpoon when he came back?
Oh, yeah.
He comes back like, what, like every like 15 years or some shit?
No, like 30 years, I think.
Yeah, something
25?
Like that. Yeah, something. The guy was waiting in the farm and like, it's almost time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way to kill him. And whenever he dropped and broke him down before his time was up, he kept stabbing. Remember, he kept stabbing. Yeah, there's no way to kill it.
See, but if you stop it for that one night, because he's only back for one night, no?
He's back for like a few days.
Is it?
He comes back for like a season or some shit.
Yeah. Out, like 23 days.
Outlast those 23 days or whatever. And then as soon as he goes back to sleep, just take him apart, dude. Just cut him up, take him apart.
If he came after me on day one, I don't think I'm going to survive those 23 days. If he came after me on day 23, maybe I could get away for the day. Outside of that.
How would you do that? He was fast. He's fast, man. Even in, he flew to the car. Remember, they were trying to get away in a truck.
Oh, yeah.
He's fast, bro. He's fast. Mm-hmm. No way.
And clearly super strong. He went through that bus like nothing.
True.
Yeah. I don't think I would survive. It would be quick.
Josie's going to be in the corner. He's just going to be like, jeepers, creepers.
I mean, I was like, what do you like, man? Just take and leave the rest of me. You want my arm? Take my arm, bro.
Oh, man. Would you say that's your best feature? That's what he would want from you?
Yeah, my arm.
Your arm?
Take the arm, dude. Leave it alive. Lock it off. Leave me alive.
Josie would be like, take the left one. Trust me, you don't want the right one.
The left one. Tashonda.
What about you, Farquaad? What's Jeepers Creepers taking from you?
Probably like my shoulders or my back or my arms also, but definitely not my stomach or my legs.
He's going to be like, I like your eyebrows.
Ooh.
Give me both of them. Give me eyebrowless, bro.
Well, I know for a fact, I mean, he's going to want the dong. So, you know, he wants to be large in charge.
He's going to take the dong and bleed out.
That's what he wants, you know.
Bleed out.
He don't want you, mister. I don't got a ruler that big. That's like the last thing he'll take from you.
Like, give me them butt cheeks.
Oh, man. I like the cheeks, no, boy. Man. I like them cheeks.
Shit.
Give me them turd cutters.
Try to get away from or try to kill or try to survive. He's a real hard one, too. I think he's pretty top tier.
Yeah, he would be.
I don't think there's like really no like official way. None of the movies show that how to kill it. They just barely stopped him on the second one.
That's what I'm saying. If you survive that time period and he goes back to just chop him up in pieces, drive him like 10 miles apart, bury it like 6 feet deep, each piece, you're good.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But they wanted to keep it just for photos, so they screwed themselves.
For sure.
No, you're right. They use it as an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's another one for you. Josie, I believe you started watching The Hellraiser, right?
Yeah, I did.
Hellraiser. What do you think?
I don't think I'm smart enough to solve the cube. So I would say insta-kill for me. No way. I can't even do a Rubik's Cube. How am I going to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, no way. Mm-hmm. No. I just tell them, I'll just ask them, like, just do it quick. Knowing them, they like to do the pain for pleasure.
Yeah. Nope. There's no quick death for you.
Yeah, no. Oh, you want a quick one? Yeah. Yeah. Let me work with you. Let me start with your toes.
I think I have a better chance turning into one of them, like the doctor did.
Oh, being a Xeno?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that. I'm just accepting my fate.
I can be one of you guys. Please, just don't do it.
If you had to choose which one to torture you, who would you pick?
Fuck. There's no good answer.
You got the one with no face, just the one with the teeth?
Ooh, man.
The lady.
I think the lady. She's just straight to the... For
Pinhead. And then the fat one with the glasses. If I had to choose, I'd just go straight original Pinhead. Just do it, bro. Just get it over with. Just do it.
No, but doesn't the lady just kill you almost instantly? Like, she just, like, slices you up and then...
I think she was mad at the guy because, like, he got away from her the first one. Remember they in their world?
Mm-hmm.
He got away from them. Remember they were running, then he ran into a worm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think she was mad at him.
Definitely. Who's the one that did the hooks with the chains? Oh,
that's probably the worst one right there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
No. Ugh. No, I'm dead. I'm dead. Yeah,
that's yeah, definitely dead. I'm done for. Okay. Well, let's go back to one that maybe it's a maybe. It. The clown. Pennywise. Do you believe in magic?
Scooby-dooby-doo-bop. Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-doo.
I think that would be a maybe for me. Give or take. I don't think I can, like, if he goes full-blown it, I'm dead. But if he, like, wants to play with me, then I'll probably get prep time.
I think in order for that to work, we had to be, like, pretty young. Because remember, he doesn't really go for adults. Because they don't...
Not completely true. He did go after the kids in the first movie. He went after them in the sequel as adults.
But isn't it because they survived
him? Yeah, they fought him off. And whenever he came back, like, he healed. Yeah. He went after the same group while there were adults.
Yeah.
But I don't think he generally goes for adults.
I think I'm trying to think back from the original movies. I think the oldest he goes is teenagers. Maybe. So if that's the case, I mean, I guess he'll leave me alone.
Yeah. Nah, he's going to be like, I got some fajita down here. Want some?
Cream marinated or not? I'd be asking questions. Like,
it's important.
Propane or charcoal?
I got both.
I would have gone down there for both.
Wheat tortillas or flour tortilla?
You got pico de gallo?
Oh, was that flour tortilla? Nah, I'm good.
Man,
I'm good.
He'd be a tough one too. Because if he gets you scared, it's kind of like hard to, you know, like hard to fight him off because you already have that kind of fear. Gives him more power over you.
True. And then I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty hard to scare me. Shut up, Farquaad. It's pretty hard to scare me overall, for the most part. Like, but I think fucking it, the way he toys with his victims, he'd probably freak me out.
Yeah.
If I was in that situation, yeah.
What about us three together versus him?
We got this.
Cursed off his ass. No fear in that. He's like, oh, he actually getting hurt.
He's gonna be like Scary Movie 2, dude.
Oh. Oh my gosh. He's getting curve stomped.
Oh, fuck. As a group, maybe. I mean, we can at least help each other escape our traps. But it's still a tough one. Very tough. I think we're done for as a group.
Yeah, that'd be a hard one too, right? I think so.
Okay. He's got. I don't know if it's exactly magic, but he's got the advantage. That's for sure.
Okay. What about the ring?
Ooh, fuck! 7 days.
I'll just turn that screen backwards facing the wall.
I saw that video, and everybody knew, right? If you watch it, you get 5 days. Everybody knew, right? That was like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to watch it, I would have definitely had – you have a good point right there. I would have had like some kind of mirror or something behind me while I watch it. So I'm watching it, and she's watching herself, so they'll counteract her. Mm. Maybe. If not, I'm fucked because I don't think there was a way to kill her, really.
That or break every glass or reflection in the house.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, maybe, I mean, if I'm aware, you know, she's coming after me in 7 days, find a room that has zero reflections, no screens, something, you know, like, what do you call the crazy house? The
BB's going to be in the closet again.
Is it safe?
Yeah, but I mean, if there's no reflection or anything, she can't come through. It's not reflections, right? It's television screens. I mean, can she open doors? Because I got quite a few television screens in here.
Wait, so is it only 7 days? Or, like, if you survive those 7 days, it's done?
I think if you survive the 7 days, but typically nobody really survives it.
Okay, because I like, after those 7 days, I'm getting my TVs back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how it would work. What if she goes through like the neighbor's TV and then she rings the doorbell? Ooh, Amazon.
No, I think I got this to ring.
I don't think I could. Look at my phone. Oh, shit. I forgot.
Oh, you're right. Bitch comes out of the fucking phone. I forgot about that. Maybe. Yeah, but
she can't fit through the phone. She has to fit through it, no?
I don't know. I mean, she comes out of a fucking television. I'm sure she's got some kind of magic or something. Hmm. But she could probably come through the phone.
No, because only her arm will fit.
Huh? I don't know. Maybe she's got some kind of shrinkage, kind of like you do, some shrinkage, and just kind of, you know, pop out of the screen. Just expand as she gets up.
Hey, it's a little cold. Don't judge.
I don't know, man. I think, if there's any screens nearby, I think you might be done for. Yeah.
I got this. I got the ring.
But I do question, can she open doors? I don't remember her ever doing anything like that or go through them. I don't remember that.
She can't be that dumb. She was a girl before, dude.
Right.
She can't be that dumb.
I don't know. That's a good one. I don't think I could survive the 7 days without looking at my TV or the phone or some shit. I bet she fucked up.
But it's on the 7th day when she comes out, right?
Yeah.
So on the last day?
Yeah, on the last day.
Oh, so 1 day, yeah. Okay, maybe 1 day, yeah.
Josie will be on that 7th day. I gotta get my Street Fighter. I'm just gonna log on. I'm just gonna play one match, one round.
Turn it on. In the middle of the match, I'm about to win. She comes out.
I'm here for you.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right, all right. What about the grudge?
The grudge. I'm dead.
That's the Asian one?
Yeah. I'm dead.
Straight spirit, bro. No way.
Hell no. Ain't surviving that shit.
There's no way.
No.
I don't think nobody got away in the movie. Nobody.
Yeah, the blonde chick, no?
She got cursed. It followed her.
Did she?
I think in the first one, she was stuck in the house, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
And she got cursed.
But because the house was burnt down, then she was free to roam, if I'm not mistaken.
How did she survive the fire? I don't remember this.
It's just a spirit, long. I guess.
Yeah. I don't think I would survive that.
I think I would try some fucking supernatural Sam and Dean shit, you know, do the circle of salts. See if that'll work.
Yeah, the salt.
Yeah, maybe get the back to the iron. You know, I mean, it's a spirit technically, right? Iron should work on it, or at least fend it off.
Annabelle.
Oh fuck!
No, no. It's even worse.
Man, that one's not even the doll that moves, right?
The entity inside it.
Yeah.
And it's an actual powerful demon, apparently.
Yeah, no. Not surviving that shit.
Is probably Annabelle not from a Paranormal Activity or no?
Nah, that's not that one. It was
that's The Conjuring, huh?
Conjuring, yeah.
Okay, what about the first movie, Paranormal Activity?
Man, that's some fake-ass bullshit. Fuck that.
You put some baby powder on the floor.
Dog, that would have scared the dog shit out of me, bro.
Really? I thought it was boring. I never liked those Paranormal Activity movies.
Man, me and my daughter, we saw them. We ran through them. She every time, bro. Like she's scared of it, but she was like entertained. Like, but like, cause all this creepy stuff was happening, and she would every time the you know what's about to happen, she'd be like oh, it's about to happen. I was loving it, bro. I was loving it, but. Nice. I know I myself, I would have been scared as shit too. Like, I was like, what the fuck? No way. That was awesome. I like those movies. Just because I saw my kids' reaction. That's why I like them. But before her, I didn't really like care for them either. They're pretty boring. But just watching the little jump scares and all that shit, it was awesome.
Okay. I got one for you guys. You guys will remember this.
All right.
The Blair Witch Project.
Ooh. I would never even go in there. I would survive that.
I don't like camping. I'm good.
Me neither. I'm good. I ain't going to be in no forest. I haven't
even gone near there.
Okay, but if your spouse drags you out there.
Okay, that's possible. I know the wife makes you, Josie, drags you out to go fishing out in the lake. I mean, it's not a forest, but you're out in the open.
No, sir.
Blair Witch later. Likes to get a tan, too.
Later. You want to go ahead. I'm going to stay right here. Just call me. I'm fishing. You want to take a walk? Go for it.
Oh, man.
Later. Nah, straight man. Up. No way. If I knew that shit was around, bro, and we're kind of close by just fishing, no. No.
But no. Then you wouldn't be able to escape the lake anyways because, you know, you kind of get lost or you go one way and then you end up, like, on the other side. Like, there's no exit. You know, it's
was
like
the woods first?
Yeah, like, she'll, like, change the geography of it.
Oh, hell, why would I even go there?
It's like in Zelda, the Lost Woods. There's no exit.
You're going to find your way to her cabin somehow.
Eventually, yeah.
I'll lead you there. Shit. Well, how did you get here? I'm just trying to catch some fish. No way, dude.
There's a creepy house in the middle of nowhere. Let me walk in.
Well, is anybody in here?
Billy, is that you?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get naked and take a shower.
Oh, my gosh, bro. No way. I can't even picture myself going near there. No way, dude. I'm anchored. I'm anchored where I'm I'm there. I'm not nowhere near there. I would survive that because I would never even go by there.
Dude, he's going to be under the curse. He's going to stay there forever. I'm not moving. I'm just fishing. Just fishing.
You'll get tired of me waiting. She can come for me. Like, why haven't you walked? No.
Just no.
Straight up, bro. That's the power. That's the power to stop her.
The why power of no.
I'm not.
No! Not today!
No way.
Oh, man.
That's a big no.
I don't know you!
No. No.
All right. What about a House of a Thousand Corpses?
The Rob Zombie movie?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
But they're normal people.
If you catch one, if you know of them, well, they didn't know of them.
Right. They like lure you in. They're all nice to you. They fucking feed you and shit. And right.
Yeah. The dad was at the gas station. They're trying to look for creepy stuff to record, remember? And then the dad pretty much, oh, you want to record, see creepy shit. He pretty much sent them to the family.
Mm. And then the girl, his wife or whatever?
Yeah.
Done deal, dude.
Sherry Moon Zombie. Mm. She's still hot.
She'd be like, come here. Oh, yeah. No, yep. Dead. You're done.
It's definitely a lot harder.
But I think with prep time, by ourselves, still, I think we're dead. But if we're together, I think with prep time, we got this.
Yeah,
because they did put up a fight against a crazy brother. They kicked his ass for a little bit. And then he had the advantage whenever he pulled out. He took one of their guns or something. They were, like, struggling. He got a gun off one of them, shot one in the neck, and it was done because they, like, remember? I don't know if you ever saw that. But they were kicking his butt for a little bit. And then, there was like a struggle. He shot one in the neck, and then he took his time, like carve out his face and shit. Yeah, it was. I love those movies, bro. They were badass.
They're gruesome,
scary, creepy, badass, old school, like horror flick. Good time.
Yeah.
And one more.
Okay.
Have y'all seen the one with the little? It's like one of like a newer horror movie. The little boy that has a sack on his head. Trick or Treater?
I've seen a lot about it, but I actually haven't seen the movie yet.
I've seen some of it, but I never gotten to finish it because, like whenever I'm trying to watch it, something always has to happen that makes you stop. Hmm. But Like, I think he just likes to play pranks, especially if you don't give candy. I think that's his thing. If you don't give candy, he'll get you.
Huh.
He likes to play pranks and stuff.
Well, I'm good there. I give out all. I get fucking handfuls of candy. Trick or treat. There you go, kid.
Like, I'm safe.
I'm good, man. Unless I run out at the end of the night and he's my last customer, then I'm fucked. So I got some Mexican candy. I'll be right back.
Why are you going in there? You shit. He's in there too. I want it first. What is
this? This ain't a Snickers. Like Reza Ramon flicks it back at me.
Yeah, that one's a hard one too. I don't know if he wants to get you, he's gonna get you. And I think his like weapon is like a bit lollipop, or easy to kill.
That's interesting. Okay. I definitely do want to watch that one. I have to make time to watch it. But I think I'm good. I give out candy. I'm Gucci.
All right. What about the Van Helsing version of Dracula?
No.
You know what? No. Any version of Dracula. No. Any version of, you know what? I'll take it back. There's one where Leslie Nielsen plays Dracula, dead and loving it. Maybe I could survive that version of Dracula. You remember that one? The Naked Gun? The guy with the white hair?
Oh, wait. Yeah, it was like the comedy.
Lenfield! Yeah. Tom Lenfield! Yes, master!
I remember him. Yeah.
That's probably the only version of Dracula that I might be able to survive.
I don't think I could. Not one.
Not one version, dude. Every single one. He's OP.
No.
Bro, and the Van Helsing one's even harder. The only way to kill him was by being a fucking werewolf and rebel against him.
Hey, I'll take the hit for being a werewolf. Oh, is this the potion?
Fucking Team Jacob over there.
He didn't even know the potion until, man, no way. There's no way. No way.
Okay.
I would have died. I wouldn't even have seen him. The Dracula wives would have gotten me.
Actually, this is the way to go. Get my.
Let's go.
Dracula, dude.
I'm in heaven.
You think you got Igor, but Igor got you. No way, dude. There's no way. He's OP as fuck in that movie.
Do you think you can survive the George Romero Night of the Living Dead?
Oh, shit. No, because you couldn't kill him by killing the brain. They still kept coming.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. That's the one in the mall, right?
No, that's the like the remake. That's Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're talking about the original black and white one?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, that one's still doable. I think there are still brain shots. I was thinking about Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we had on VHS.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even then, I think headshots, like you could cut off the heads and they'll still be talking and stuff. But if you blow them up, I think they die.
But they're still slow and dumb.
Yeah. Slow and dumb, doable.
Wasn't it part two when they learned how to drive the cars and all that?
Yeah.
And shoot the guns, I think?
Yeah. That was definitely the second one.
Oh, that was... Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was way later.
Romero Zombies, definitely doable. Slow and dumb.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead, hell no. Headshots, none of that work. It was that's that chemical one or whatever. No way.
Okay. What about Resident Evil, the first movie?
That's even worse.
Like those zombies.
They're very similar. They're slow and dumb. You just have to be quiet, really. They can't see you. They can't smell, right? They can't see or smell you.
It's a wrap. Fuck. Just try to get him out of there. I would have pushed the dog or something in the way.
Get the dog first.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. That is so difficult, man. You got little kids with you trying to survive. No way, man.
Kids? Oh, man.
They would have got would have screamed, gotten scared. I know my daughter. I know my son. One of them would have been. What? One of them would have screamed like fuck. You know, would have brought the swarm, the horde. It's done deal, dude. Any noise, they react to noise. It's too hard.
Yeah, that'd be extremely difficult.
Wouldn't hesitate though. You know, hey, love you later.
Oh, dickhead.
I told him like if I get bit, y'all better run and get the fuck out of here. I would hold him off as long as I can. And if I knew I got bit, I would never trail them. I would, you know, why would I put my wife or my kids, you know, hey, you finish me. You know, fuck that. I would have done my part, sacrifice, get him out of the situation as long as I could. Done, dude. Done.
Builds character.
Okay.
Had to. What about you, dude? How would you do that? How would you handle that situation? You're almost in the same boat as me. The little kids.
Yeah, well, I agree. Nearly impossible with kids. No, you can't. I can't shut them up now when there's no zombies.
You did you?
Huh?
No, right? It's so hard. Like, how would you do that? Even in a car, the car makes noise. Man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too hard.
With not little kids, no, nah, man, it's damn near impossible.
Look at this guy. Nah, you got your dog.
You got dogs. They be barking all day, every day.
Shot caller, ooh, bro. Ooh. Shot
caller. Yeah, right. You'd be like, here, take her first.
No. Shot caller, dude.
Yeah, right.
That one noise, bro, is going to bring them to y'all. The horde. Man, bro, that'd be so hard.
Okay, so since you brought it up, what about the one in the mall where they run?
Oh, that's even worse.
If they could run, we're done for.
If you have kids,
no kids by yourself, I have a good chance to hide, find a spot. Yeah, I could survive for a little bit. Yeah,
that's probably the only option, hiding.
Yeah, because
outrunning them, fuck no. They don't get tired. They don't get tired.
What was funny? Europe, they were like hardcore. Remember that? And they hauled ass.
Oh.
What was that one?
28 right. Days later.
There you go.
That one's even worse, bro. Europe zombies were way worse.
When
they had the lazy zombies, they had them runners.
They were fast. They were aggressive. They fucking came after your ass.
So, they were smart too.
Done.
Shit. So does that mean World War Z zombies are out the picture already?
Fuck, dude.
God.
The fucking army couldn't take them out. They got swarmed and they climbed each other and shit to climb walls. No, man. But they have a
weakness. Influenza or another virus, dude. The only one.
Done for. Hell no.
The dead body.
Okay, but we don't have access to that. Yeah. None of us are scientists. I got a baseball bat.
I have raw chicken.
Fuck, dude.
I have raw chicken, motherfucker.
So, would you say in a zombie situation, I will survive the longest?
Well,
probably not.
What?
No.
Guns.
I'm just gonna attract them, but with the big boom.
But I'm a good shot though. I got them headshots, dude.
You're still going to attract more of them. You're eventually going to run out of ammo.
Silencer, bro.
That situation, I think we have to go to like how they did in the movie, like a mall or some, or a gun shop or something, bro.
Something, yeah.
But that, it'll still be super hard, bro. It's super hard to survive that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
No, I'll go where there's less people, like the desert or like the mountains or something.
A remote area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would probably be the smartest thing to do, but you're still out in the open. The few that are around, I mean, just got to defend off from that, but still.
Man, I try to find me like a fucking hybrid or a Prius, no noise. You know what I mean? Prius. Like they really don't make no noise.
I'll still be like, he's driving the Prius.
How do you say, I want my caddy back.
Okay. Man,
no, yeah, that was too hard.
What about Walking Dead?
Those are like the early ones, like from the George Romero ones. Slow and dumb.
Where would you go to survive?
Well, I think you called it already. Probably the mountain area. That's probably the safest area. Mountainy or maybe a deserted, you know, not populated kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a country town.
I think the first stop I would try to do is hit up like a CVS or a Walgreens where everybody's like at Walmart, Target, HEB, the big places.
Yeah.
I try to stock up on as much shit as I can. Try to rob me a Prius or have something quiet. Something quiet or like a backpack, you know, stock up on some shit.
I'll probably go to CVS, like you said, get all the pharmaceuticals. Then I'll go to like a car dealership, get me a brand new car with no miles, get that key from the back.
Knowing you, you'd be like in the big ass tundra. You couldn't resist. You won't be able to resist. You'd be like Prius, tiny, not loud, economic. Or big ass beautiful tundra. Damn that ass. Tundra.
I think I would, dude.
I know you would. And you justify it to yourself like, well, I could put stuff in the back if I need to haul a bed or something. Like you would justify it to yourself.
Oh, dude, that the bed of the truck, dude. That's where all my supplies is going, dude. And I'll keep the guns inside the cockpit with me.
Oh, jeez.
That or I'll just get a school bus, dude. Just take out all the seats.
All right. One more thing on the situation of this. If you somehow manage to escape, you're on the run. Are you going to go straight for your family or try to survive?
Family.
Even if all hell has broken loose and they're almost everywhere?
See, that's right. When that tiger comes in handy.
Hell.
You think a little Prius can do that? Mm-mm.
Hurt.
Not in my kitchen.
Got to try for the family. Got to try.
Family first.
Yeah.
I would have dissed him.
Fucker.
Huh? Hi there. God. I'll be there in an hour.
If I'm not there, just wait longer.
She'd be like, I don't think he's coming back. Oh, shit.
See, me and Coco, we're pretty close, so we can group up real quick.
Yeah, double team. Y'all have a good spot.
And then we'll probably, I don't know, you and Mom next.
Probably, yeah.
Shit, I'm too far out. In my situation, I would have definitely, if I'm around them, I definitely would have picked them up. And I know I would have hit up to like one of those parks. Like, I seen like a building, like, you know, like one of those parks we can lock out and hang out in one of those buildings where I would lock the shit out.
Like
be
a
quiet,
like a camping ground or something? Shit.
Yeah, like a camping ground. There's many parks over there where we're at and then have like little fancy buildings and shit. Everybody's like so, I feel like they would have been like in those areas. I would have hit my little Subaru 4x4, just gone out there, like get on the ground, go through all the little obstacles just to get up there. Lock it out, bro. Hide there as long as I could. Call y'all and see if y'all were right. Hey, man.
After you ditched us.
You can make it out here. Hide over here.
Well, the will be up for a while, right? Yeah. Like maybe like 3 days after everything starts.
I think probably. Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. Shit.
So we'll just call each other and group up somewhere.
I guess so. I guess that's the plan.
You assholes better get Mom.
Ooh, what about Austin? Got to drive down to Austin.
Fuck, I know my kid's sister, bro.
Sister's in trouble. Oh, she.
Yeah, that's hard.
Love too you. Far out.
She gets a man.
Yeah, I've been like, I love you. Later. Nah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we group up, we go down there as a team. We have to. And see that tundra got space.
Yeah, I'll give me my little Prius. Be quiet. Call me a little Prius. Shit,
well, gentlemen, we've unfortunately run out of time. We're gonna have to call it. But this was fun. Thank you for joining me, Farquaad, Josie. Anything? Social media? Anything you guys want to plug?
If y'all want to check out my Twitch, it's protoman34 twitchtv.com. Appreciate you, dude, and thank you for having me here, man. I really appreciate it. It was really fun. Hopefully, some other time I can join y'all. I appreciate y'all, and I love y'all, and hopefully this podcast blows up, man, because it's really fun and entertaining.
And you can also check out Farquaad on Chatterbait or Grindr. What's your handle on Grindr?
I don't got one.
Oh, anymore?
It's... Never. I hate you so much.
Well, you can email me at bogusbird@thesfiles.com. Come check us out on www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all our previous episodes. These guys make appearances. We talk shit. We hang out. Me and CK, we're always just talking shit, telling stories about our lives. And, you know, there's some lessons in there sometimes. And other times we're just talking stupid shit. But it's fun time. It's fun time. You can also check us out on Patreon, where we have bloopers, plenty bloopers. You have no idea how many fucking bloopers. It's a good time. It's a really good time. Come check us out, and it'll help support the show. And that would be awesome. You can also check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and now on YouTube as well. Come see exactly how bald CK really is, how shiny his head is. Gentlemen, it's shiny, right?
Pretty damn shiny, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's smooth. It's just, yeah. It's great. It's nice. Come check it out.
What about Pandora? You on Pandora yet?
Finally made it?
Yeah. I did receive an email, actually, from Pandora. And they told me to shut the fuck up. They told me to keep their damn name out of my motherfucking mouth. And not to mention Pandora anymore. But I don't think they like me right now. I don't know why. I couldn't imagine why. I don't know, man. I thought we were cool, but you know, fucking Pandora. They won't stream us. Assholes, man. Dickheads. But you can listen to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Basically, anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we are there. Except for
Pandora.
Fucking Pandora.
Thank you, gentlemen, again for joining the show. Hope to catch you guys soon. This is Bogus Bird signing out, and I'll catch you on the next one.